be taken as a measure of fatigue. Notice that this procedure is concerned with the effect of an excessive stimulus upon a small and finite group of receptors, namely those which are normally brought into activity at near
in your presence. He did. There were other witnesses. The signing was also videotaped. Please hand me the will. Josh deliberately withdrew a single envelope from the file and passed it up to his honor.
EJ is the dumbest, though it's close. He was tossed from college when he was 19 for selling drugs. TJ, like the rest, was given $5 million on his 21st birthday. And like the rest, it ran like water through his
threshold intensities. Hood, 1972. Auditory fetus
fingers. I can't bear to recount the miserable histories of Lillian's children.
It looked awfully small. There was no way it contained enough language to convey to the feelings what was rightfully theirs. What the hell is this? Troy Jr. hissed at the nearest lawyer. But the lawyer couldn't respond. The envelope held only one sheet of yellow paper.
Fatigue, defined in this way, is often referred to as post-stimulatory auditory.
Wycliffe removed it slowly for all to see, unfolded it carefully, then studied it for a moment. Panic seized the feelings, but there was nothing they could do. Had the old man screwed them one last time? Was the money slipping away? Maybe he had changed his mind and given them even more.
Auditory fatigue, and the shift in threshold is called temporary threshold shift, TTS.
Suffice to say, they're all heavily in debt and virtually unemployable, with little hope of changing, so my signing of this will is the most critical event in their lives. Back to the ex-wives. From the frigidity of Lillian, I ran